All right, Bob Arubolo is the president of the Mighty Muscles, formerly the Miracle. He's with us right now. Bob, how are you, sir?
Hi, Bob.
Good, guys. How are you?
Thanks for coming on.
So
explain to us the decision to make the change. We all made the assumption that, hey, this the new ownership over the last year or so, maybe they wanted to do their own thing. What's the explanation? Why the change today?
Well, you know what? You're right. The new ownership came in last year, Andy Kaufman. But what we wanted to do was not just do their own thing, but do Southwest Florida thing. You know, the name Miracle went back to when the team played in Miami, the Miami Miracle, and has been here for a long time. But we wanted something that identified with the Southwest Florida market. And you know, there's one thing I learned in this process is that there's more than 60 different brands of or styles of mussels right off the coast of Fort Myers. So we said, you know what, let's go with the mussel theme. And then, you know, we're big, we're strong, you know, so we need to be the Mighty Mussels.
Well, the Mighty Muscle mascot looks like he should be in the Avengers, like Thanos, a stepbrother or something. You know, it's pretty.
He's got muscles, but he's a shellfish.
And it's a cool name, but did you ever consider, like, having the fans have a say in it? A lot of minor league teams, you know, do contests, you know, name, you know, pick the new name and we'll give you this for a prize or anything like that. Did it ever come up at all?
You know, we thought about it, but we know that I've done some name the team contests before in other markets, And usually it's a name that the fans can never agree on. So, you know, you get you know 200 applications or 200 contestants, and they all have 200 different names. So, so I think we did the work for them, and you know, and I hope they like it. I'm sure they will.
Is the relationship with the Twins, is it a year to year? Is it a long term deal? Are we going to be an affiliate for them for a long time to come? How's that work?
Yeah, we have a great relationship with the Twins, and it is a multi-year deal, you know, and renewed with very little hesitation. Last time it was renewed, and we expect the same thing here. It was great that the Twins, you know, sent down a couple of their execs to the press conference today. And, you know, I think in the short time that I've been involved with Fort Myers baseball, you know, And I've been involved with other minor league operations. The Twins muscles relationship is very strong, and I think we're the only independently owned team that operates spring training for a major league team. So, you know, I know they're very happy with everything that's going on here, and you know, I expect we'll be with the Twins for many years to come.
Yeah, and I hope I'm sure you know Rockabaugh Daly, and I have a. He went to my high school back in Rhode Island. I'm older than him, obviously, but I have a special place in my heart for him and what he did to become me manager of the year for the Twins and being part of your organization as well. But I've never met Toby Gardenhire. He's a skipper right now. And what's he like to work with?
You know, I met him for the first time today. Mm-hmm. You know, he seemed like a great guy. You know, I certainly, you know, followed his dad. I think he seems like a great guy, and he's very excited about everything we're doing. And you know, obviously, when a team hits the field, they want to hit the field and have thousands of fans screaming for them and stuff. So, you know, and I assured him that that's our goal too. So, you know, he'll handle the baseball. The Twins do a great job of that for Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. And we'll handle the marketing, and I think we'll raise a lot of eyebrows this year, both around here and also around the league, when they see how many people we can attract to this ballpark.
Bob Arubolo is with us, the president, no longer the Fort Myers Miracle, but now the Mighty Muscles. What happens to all the old classic swag? And have you already printed up the new shirts and hats and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, we have it. As a matter of fact, it's selling like crazy online right now at MightyMuscle.com. The old swag, there was some left. Some of the Miracle stuff was left. And, you know, at some point in time, once we gain a foothold with the Mighty Muscles, we'll probably do a throwback night and put all that stuff out there. So
we want to be a part of that, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Pete and I want to come out and throw. We want to throw out a first pitch too in April. We got to make that happen.
I have to redeem myself. We did it a couple years ago. Crack through an Ephus pitch. Anybody can do that.
It was a hot strike.
I tried without any warm ups.
Did you reach the plate?
I did. Pete did not.
Well, here's the thing. I tried. You know,
you went Louis Tiant.
I went Louis Tiant. I went. You know, my beloved Red. But I went Louis Tiant, and I kind of double bounced it at home. I got booed.
I have it on film.
You know, it's funny. I've done one first pitch in my life, and I, you know, when you get out to that pitcher's mound, the plate looks a lot further away than it does from the seats.
It sure does. It sure does.
And it is much further away. So,
hey, I got a serious question for you. Yeah. There's a proposal out there to eliminate like over 40 minor league teams for some reason around all the country. Doesn't affect our team here. But what's your opinion on that? Is that a necessary thing?
You know, my opinion is, and this is strictly my opinion, is that baseball is such a grassroots sport. And I've been to games all over Oneonta, New York. I've been to, you know, minor league games, Staten Island, all over Asheville. And you know, I know Major League Baseball has had some of their teams are down in attendance and stuff, and they're probably trying to find a way to cut costs. But you're going to damage the sport in the long run if you don't have these little pockets of baseball all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I think they should work with the teams. I know they have concern for their players in terms of the quality of the venue, which is certainly a problem we don't have here.
Right.
But you know, I know they have those concerns, and they should work with the teams and the cities the teams play in. I know Daytona did a nice job at refurbishing their stadium, allowing families to afford a sporting event, mm-hmm. and that being baseball. Yeah. And that's how you develop future baseball fans, you know. And so if you're going to grow the sport, you got to grow it grassroots and up. This is this is America's sport, you know, and you really need to have it in as many places as you can have it.
Yeah.
That's my two cents.
No, and I couldn't agree more. I was going to be my next point to you, but you already brought it up. I mean, they've got to. I think minor league baseball, and particularly a team like the Mighty Muscles, that's how you get younger kids back interested in the game. I mean, it's very different. Craig and I are around the same age, 52 years old. So, I mean, I love baseball. They couldn't play more extra innings. I just never want to leave the ballpark. But things are so different now. Attention spans are like zero. But I think minor league baseball provides that medium where kids can – you can get that atmosphere. You can – there's just something different about coming into a ballpark than in any other venue for any other sport. And – I'm hoping that younger kids can recapture what we, our generation, love so much.
I agree 100%. You know, I grew up in New York. I grew up a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the biggest thrills I've ever had. And I'm a baseball and a hockey fan. So mm-hmm.
yep.
One of the biggest thrills I ever had was stepping onto the field at Shea Stadium. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's not Yankee Stadium, which mm-hmm. probably would have been even more thrilling because it's Yankee Stadium. But stepping on the field at Chase Stadium, and I still get that same feeling, you know, no matter what park I'm in, major league, minor league, when I step on the field, there's something very American about that, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously I work with hockey teams as well, and you know, while I love the sport and stuff, you just don't get the same feel when you step on the ice. You're trying not to break your neck, but, you know.
Yeah.
So I think I think there's something very American about that, and it'd be a shame if some of that's taken away from smaller communities. You know, hopefully that doesn't happen. I know Congress is involved now, and you know there'll be a lot of pressure on baseball not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, enjoy the off season, and thank you for letting us be a part of your big day today.
Absolutely.
And your big announcement. And we're looking forward to bigger and better things to come in the future. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks, guys, and I'll get you scheduled for a first pitch. How's that?
Oh, fantastic!
Sweet.
That'd be great.
You got a few months to start practicing a little bit.
That's right. I got to work
okay.
on my arm.
I'm ready.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks,
Bob.
All right. That is Bob Arribo, the president of now the Mighty Muscles, no longer the Fort Myers Miracle. They changed the name, the logo, the whole deal today. And relatively new ownership and just a new look. So there you have it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.